What about the area that I always called the prairie? Where would that be? What would be the outline for that?
The prairie?
Or the prairie? Did you
hear
that?
I heard it. There, you know, I'm kind of lost on. I don't know whether it's in the east boundary or downtown. South Middleway, right here. It's a call up on the hill, Sand Hill or Iceberg. I don't know if I'm going to call it. But I'm kind of. Now, I don't want to be misdirected on that one.
I'm curious about something else. How did you end up getting back here to Augusta?
Well, that is a kind of a strange story. I after living in New York for a long time, I guess creeping in and out of the South. Within, I really wanted to come back south, but I wasn't particularly interested in coming back not to my hometown. I saw the change in the South. I saw the progress in the South. And I saw that living would be better for me in the South. But of course, I was also aware of the fact that I couldn't just get up and leave my ministry of work in the West. So we have to, even though we, people look upon our profession as another profession, another career, but at the same time, we have to also be directed by the Spirit. So you can't just get up and say, now, goodbye, see you. And because when you're dealing with a group of people, we really feel that God is not going to bless you if you just walk away because for a few more dollars or for your own personal benefit. So I started to look in this direction. In my heart, I wanted to come, but I also knew that I just couldn't get up and just leave. So now this church here, Gila Grove, the pastor died a few years ago, and I heard about it. And at that time, I kind of inquired. It's like, you know, we kind of put it out there, so we try to see what's going on, you know. But I couldn't make any kind of a connection, so I just kind of like forgot about the idea. Then about a year later, I came down here. Well, I had a lot of people here. And I had a cousin that lived not very far from here. So they told me there was an article in the paper that this young man who was in this church, he hadn't been here, I think, a year. And he resigned to the position. In fact, I think he was in Augusta College. So then he, after he left, they told me that the church was vacant. So I came around and talked to one of the deacons of the church. Now, he has known me for a long time, but he really had just about forgotten me. I've been away for long. So I went up to his house and I asked him, just bluntly, I said, look, man, I would like to come back and talk to your church. And he was one of those kind of a person who, he's kind of blunt himself. He said, you would? Yeah. Well, I put you in touch with the chairman of the board. So he called the chairman of the board. We talked that evening. And they set up an appointment. I came back here and preached for them on the 6th anniversary.